KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, with fog and spots early today, with daytime highs approaching 53. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, 45.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Before the 2024 Kansas legislative session, there's a big push for some lawmakers to get Kansans back on the road and back to work. A bill in the Kansas Senate would allow some people with revoked driver's license to get restricted driving privileges for commuting to and from work. Kansas is one of about half of all U.S. states that suspend, revoke, or deny driver's license renewals for unpaid traffic fines and fees. Critics of the system argue that drivers who can't afford the fines fall into a cycle of debt-related driving restrictions. And other news, officials at the Miami County Historical Museum have begun working with United States Representative from Kansas's 3rd District, Sharice Davids, on how to repatriate items to Latin American governments like Peru and Colombia. They have a 38-piece collection from pre-Columbia and plenty of artifacts from Peru that they would like to move and create space for local history. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. But I paid over MSRP on my last car and have too much negative equity in my current vehicle. I need a Christmas miracle.
At Midwest Kia, we don't take advantage of market fluctuations by charging over MSRP. Come to Midwest Kia this Christmas for the Season of Giving Back sales event. We helped so many people in November that we've asked Santa for another $10,000 to help our customers in December. Take advantage of Kia's trade-in assistance for up to $1,000 more on any trade-in 2004 or newer. If we can't put a reasonable deal together because of your negative equity, you'll be entered into a chance to win up to $10,000 of Midwest Kia's Season of Giving Back Christmas cash. Come see what people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Winner picked on December 23rd, 2023 may not be present to win. Winner receives up to $10,000 applied against negative equity of trade-in on credit purchase of vehicle from Midwest Kia. Negative equity is the difference between trade-in, ACV, and payoff. See dealer for details. No purchase necessary.
After the state of Kansas was the victim of a foreign cyber attack, Governor Laura Kelly was asked if the state paid ransom in order to get them back online.
We were asked. I don't know that I should say anything about that. I mean, just because we're dealing with these folks, and I think it'd probably be best if I stayed moot on that.
The governor did say that the state is looking into building up its cybersecurity systems. However, upgraded systems will cost money, and her administration is working closely with legislators to find that solution. In other news, the Douglas County Sheriff's Office recovered a body in the Kansas River in Lawrence just after 1:10 p.m., seeing a possible body in the water that was 300 yards east of the Bowersock Dam. The Douglas County Underwater Search and Recovery Team responded and recovered the body in a shallow area of water. Deputies and investigators are working to make a positive identification of the body. This current incident and its investigation is ongoing. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The state of Nebraska has announced that they will be opting out of the near $18 million in federal funding for child nutritious funds going into the next year. WOWT reports that near 15 different state senators had sent a letter to the State Department of Health and Human Services this week asking for the DHHS to reconsider applying for the Summer Electronic Benefit Summer EBT program. But according to a spokesperson for Governor Jim Pillen's office, they say the governor is standing by the DHHS recommendation to decline the program, saying that it duplicates other programs, including the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Summer Food Service Program that reimburses those who provide free nutritious meals and snacks to youth and low-income communities throughout the summertime. According to the governor's office, they see the food service program provide supervised point of contact, allowing for observation of children during the summer months, saying, quote, the programs not only provide free, healthy meals to kids, they also give kids the opportunity to interact and for adults to supervise.
Ho, ho, ho. Toppers Plus Truck and RV has gift ideas for the truck owner on your Christmas list. Toppers Plus is Wichita's exclusive Lear dealer for truck caps and tonneaus. Plus, we're your authorized Rhino linings dealer, the leader in sprayed-on truck bed liners. Ride to Grandma's house in style this season with new floor mats by WeatherTech. You'll find stocking stuffers and gift certificates for the truck enthusiasts on your list at 333 Northwest Street in Wichita or ToppersPlusKS.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Is your flow running low? It may be time to upgrade your well and ensure your water flow is running safe and efficient. And the name you need to remember is Winninger Drilling.
Water well drilling.
Water well service.
Trenching services.
Test wells, water well plugging, sanitation, and code compliance.
Plus new solar pumps.
Winninger Drilling does it all. Plus, when you call Winninger Drilling, they'll provide a free estimate.
Finance options also available.
Make sure your flow doesn't run slow with Winninger Drilling. Call them at 316-729-5881 or online at WinningerDrilling.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Marshall County Courthouse will close at noon Friday and remain closed Monday and Tuesday in observance of the Christmas holiday, reopening Wednesday, December 27th. Washington and Nemahal County courthouses will also remain closed Monday and Tuesday. Marshall County Commissioners meeting next week will be Wednesday, December 27th at 8:30 a.m. Nemahal County Commissioners will meet next Friday, December 29th at 8 a.m. and will hold a public hearing for adoption of the 2023 budget amendments. They do not plan to meet with department heads unless necessary, with the next regular scheduled meeting Monday, January 8th. Kansas residents have spoken in choosing a new license plate design. A proposal from the governor's office initially released drew vast criticism in a simplistic design that resembled New York State's and featured a two-tone color scheme that resembled the Missouri Tigers. After public outcry and pressure, five updated designs were submitted via social media, and Kansas residents were allowed to vote on the choices, which included a To the Stars theme. One was plain, the others included a state outline, wheat, sunflowers, and the winning design featuring a backdrop of the Ed Asprey Indian statue atop the Kansas State House. The design brouhaha caught the attention of Ben Tegmeyer with BT Creative in Eudora, who went online with his concept featuring the actual state motto, Ad Astra Per Aspera, and incorporated sunflowers, bison, monument rocks, and the Ad Astra shadow. The post went viral immediately and drew over 400,000 engagements within the first 24 hours. Many suggested it be used in place of the five designs offered, but state officials indicated the design was final, and Tegmeyer was, quote, late to the party. The BT Creative effort, however, remains a favorite and is now being offered as a vanity plate for the front of vehicles, and the design may be shared to other products as well. The spark for the effort was Hanover native Ben Tegmeyer, who will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend as he talks more about the concept, the rollout, and immediate overwhelming response. Join the conversation with Hanover native Ben Tegmeyer Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Washington County Playground Committee is working with the City Council on a new playground project and update. Final design has not yet been selected. They are working to finalize proposals to present to the Council for a decision by February. Estimated cost for a new structure with accessibility features, including poured-in-place safety surfacing, is projected between $400,000 and $500,000. They're focused on preserving the history of Munchkin Land, saving existing pieces that could be repurposed, while creating an updated, modern, and more accessible structure with minimal maintenance and a longer lifespan. Some aspects of the current playground, including the existing donor wall, flagpole, yellow brick road, and shelter houses, will be maintained. Several projects in the works to assist with funding, including grant opportunities, and the committee will work on other fundraising options as well. Donations are being accepted. They're tax deductible and can be made to the City of Washington. Please include playground in the memo or designation line. All donations will be deposited into an account for the playground fund with a receipt and monthly reports provided. If you have questions or need information, contact Washington City Hall.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Give yourself a Christmas gift this year with a new career opportunity, Landall in Marysville. Currently accepting applications for experienced assemblers, welders, painters, and a net developer. Even Santa can't beat the benefits Landall offers. Wages start at $16 up to $21.20 per hour. $2 an hour shift differential for second and third shift. Plus 4% attendance bonus, promotions, raises, Christmas bonus, all-inclusive medical, paid time off, holidays, weekly paychecks, and more. Apply online at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381 for more information.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some fog early on today, otherwise mostly cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. More fog possible overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Staying a bit foggy early on Saturday, then partly sunny with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Then some showers and thunderstorms are likely into Saturday night with our lows in the lower 40s and lower 50s. Showers will continue all day Sunday, cloudy with our highs in the upper 40s and upper 50s. Then rain and snow showers possible into Sunday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and mid-30s. Northwest winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Rain and snow showers will continue throughout Christmas Day Monday, cloudy with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Northwest winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Rain and snow continue into Monday night, cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Northwest winds still around 20 and gusting as high as 35. And more showers may continue throughout Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 30s and mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late December 41, record high on this date 69. The average low 21 and the record low was minus 21. Sunrise this morning, 7:44. Sunset this evening at 5:08. Light amount of precipitation with showers, mist, and drizzle overnight.
Do you live in one of the happiest states in the U.S.? We will see what one recent survey says on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 22nd, the 356th day of the year. Broadcast journalist Diane Sawyer has a birthday, and the first X-ray picture was taken on this day in 1895. Where do the happiest people in the U.S. live? The annual survey by the website Wallet Hub says folks are most content in the state of Utah. Measuring for emotional, economic, physical, and social well-being, the states making up the rest of the top five include Hawaii, Maryland, Minnesota, and New Jersey in that order. Results can vary widely depending on metrics used, of course, and the authors note that individuals, by and large, determine their own happiness. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for today. Learn more online anytime at almanac.com.
Still looking for your last holiday gift? Reflections in downtown Marysville will be open until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, 9 until 5 on Saturday, and open Christmas Eve 1 until 4 for you last-minute gift-getters. This holiday season, find the perfect gift at Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. We're going into another big weekend of College Bowl football and the Kansas City Chiefs coming up on Christmas Day on Monday with the Chiefs taking on the Las Vegas Raiders with a noon kickoff on Christmas Day, Monday, December 25th. They're coming off their big victory against the New England Patriots on Sunday last weekend, 27-17, while they're still squeaking out that top seat in the AFC West with a 9-5 overall record. Kansas City has a total of 3 regular season games left, followed by the Bengals and Chiefs at home at Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday, New Year's Eve, with their final game on January 7th on the road against the Chargers. In college football, bowl season is still moving on as the UCF Knights in the Big 12 Conference are getting ready for the Gasparilla Bowl. That kickoff going to be this evening at 5:30 against Georgia Tech. UCF finished towards the bottom of the Big 12 Conference with an overall regular season record of 6-6, going 3-6 in conference play.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. Online at AmberWavesAuction.com. College basketball back in action again tonight as the number 2 Kansas Jayhawks are at home in Manhattan taking on Yale with that tip-off at 7 p.m. tonight. They're coming off their slight victory over the Indiana Hoosiers on Saturday last weekend, putting them right now tied in second place for the Big 12 Conference at 10-1. Houston is sitting undefeated 11-0 for the season so far. Right now, Kansas, along with the Oklahoma Sooners and BYU, are all sitting 10-1 overall. None of them have played any conference games so far. At the same time, the Kansas State Wildcats are set for another game starting on January 2nd after the holidays, after the game last night against the Wichita State Shockers. The Shockers have one more game going into the new year on Saturday next week as they are on the road taking on the number 2 Kansas Jayhawks on Saturday, December 30th. That tip-off at 3 p.m. The Shockers are currently tied for 4th in the American Athletic Conference, with the Kansas State Wildcats towards the bottom of the Big 12 Conference at 9-3. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Beware of the fog.
Another 3 hits. A pure switch from the right wing.
The Kansas Jayhawks hit the hardwood every game right here.
Wow! What ball movement! They share it and they throw it down.
There's nothing like Kansas basketball.
A big time thundering slam.
Be a part of the journey all season long on your home for Kansas Jayhawk basketball. The Jayhawk Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks. Catch every KU basketball game on today's country, 95.5 KNDY.
Catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball tonight on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
Grab your ugliest sweater and head to Sarge's Sports Bar in Marysville Saturday for their Ugly Sweater Party. Prizes for first, second, and third place. Eat, drink, and be ugly at Sarge's Sports Bar this Saturday.
'Twas the night before Christmas and all through the house. They're words we know well and words that launched Santa's image about 2 centuries ago. This Christmas edition of the American Countryside returns after this.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. It's the beginning of the famous Christmas poem we refer to as 'Twas the Night Before Christmas by Clement Clark Moore. Doug Brody oversees Constable Hall, about an hour north of Syracuse, New York. The Constable family built this mansion from their earnings as land dealers.
They originated from Ireland, and then they came to New York City, and they were involved with the make and purchase, which is most all of northern New York. They made their money and made their mark by buying and then selling land.
When out on the roof there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. The poem's words still seem to have little to do with this story, except that Clement Clark Moore happened to stop by Constable Hall.
He was a guest here of the Constables. We're not sure whether he wrote the poem here, but we feel at least he was inspired because the way the windows are built with the shutters, throw up the shutters and throw up the sash, you know, that's evident what this building is.
The poem was first published in 1823. Henry Livingston wrote a similar poem that was read by some as early as 1808. Whether Moore stole Livingston's poem, who was by then dead and not able to defend his authorship, or used it as inspiration, or wrote it all on his own, is one of history's mysteries. But we do know this house fit the bill for penning those memorable lines.
It's a large stone home. It's got pillars in the front. It's three stories. The bottom story is where the kitchen with a huge, huge fireplace. And upstairs, there's a beautiful living room, the land office, a pantry, and a large dining room. And upstairs, there's four bedrooms. It's very massive, and it's been well maintained.
Wishing you a Merry Christmas at the home of the Night Before Christmas. Traveling the countryside in Constableville, New York, I'm Andrew McCray.
Jesus, Lord. nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains repeat the sounding joy.
When you hear a loud thunk on a window and see a dazed bird. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Make the windows of your home less attractive to airstrikes as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Every now and then, a bird will bonk itself on one of the windows of my house. Bill Thompson is the editor of Birdwatchers Digest and says there are two reasons why birds do this. One is completely accidental. Birds see the reflection of their habitat in the window and fly towards it. The other reason is because your window is in the bird's personal territory. For example, male cardinals are protective of their turf, and when they see something that resembles them, they perceive it as a rival and will attack the image unless you step in.
Usually you can scare them away by a loud noise or squirting them with a hose or putting a rubber snake up. Often that will accomplish it because most of these birds, if they're not right near your home all the time, they're not going to be seeing their reflection all the time. So if you scare them a few times, they'll get the message and leave.
Accidental strikes are a bigger problem. Because of the way windows are manufactured, hanging something on the inside of the glass to break the reflection isn't usually effective. Thompson says the best solution is to stretch mesh netting or hang a screen across the outside of the window. It doesn't look great, but it acts as a trampoline and the birds will safely bounce off it. Thompson says another solution is to move bird feeders closer to the window.
It has the added benefit of making it easier for you to see the birds, but then they can't build up so much speed if they are suddenly startled. And, you know, that's a survival instinct that birds have. When there's a warning call from another bird or a loud noise or a sudden movement, they flee, and that's the way they survive. So if you bring your feeders a little bit closer, a lot of times they won't be able to build up enough speed, so if they are startled into your window, they won't be badly hurt.
Find more bird versus window tips at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I know it takes good hands to place the winning kick. This is Jack Bloomer, holder of the Big 12 champion Kansas State Wildcats. Inline Construction of Marysville specializes in concrete, commercial, and residential construction. Call them today at 785-562-5525 to plan and execute your building project. When you hire Inline, rest assured, you'll be in good hands from start to finish.
A sustainability effort that relieves pressure on wild salmon populations. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Part of the definition of sustainable food production involves preservation of natural resources, and aquaculture is a good example of that. A company called Aqua Bounty operates farmed salmon facilities in Indiana and Ohio. Board Chair and CEO Sylvia Wolf says growing demand for healthy protein and advances in biotechnology help push Aqua Bounty forward.
The fact that we've got population growth and environmental challenges, and when you think about this positively, you think food security and protection of the planet. But the reverse is food scarcity or insecurity, where people don't have the food that they need to survive, and destruction of the planet. So as we in agriculture really think about our role, it's really coming up with new solutions.
Wolf says Aqua Bounty's approach addresses sustainability in all aspects of salmon farming.
So think about a big aquarium. How do you clean the water? How do you make sure that the fish have oxygen? How do you remove carbon dioxide? That's what the technology enables us to do. And it also allows us to recirculate close to 99% of the water that we use to grow our fish.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Alliance Insurance Update. The first step of our move is now complete. As previously reported, we are now located at 715 Center Street on Highway 36 between New China Buffet and Impulse Archery. Dottie Rose made the trip with us and is right outside our front door. In the spring, we will be moving to our new permanent home back on Broadway. We will keep you posted when that move happens. So for now, from the girls at Alliance Insurance, thank you so much for your continued patronage, and we look forward to serving all your insurance needs today and every day. Stop by 715 Center Street or give us a call at 785-562-2393.
Good Friday, I'm Sam Speck with your latest look at agricultural news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, let's take a look through the follow-up file, as, of course, we reported on the rail shutdown earlier. But the federal government recently shut down some access between the United States and Mexico due to overwhelming immigration numbers. Mike Schulte, executive director of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, says the move has affected agricultural trade between the two countries.
We do have two rail crossings that have now closed across the borders that are beneficial to the Southern Plains and the United States overall for agricultural purposes, and that is the Eagle Pass crossing and then the crossing down at El Paso in Texas. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol protection officers, we are being told, are being rerouted to other places to help solve some of the migratory issues that we are seeing across the U.S. border overall.
The rail shutdown is certainly making it difficult to move U.S. commodities to the south, as Schulte talks about the financial impact.
On average, nearly two-thirds of the U.S. agricultural exports go to Mexico via rail, and so it is our second largest export market overall for agriculture, and it is our top export market for the U.S. wheat industry. So we're we're talking about $28.5 billion in sales this year alone that have gone into Mexico on our exports through this region.
Schulte, being a part of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, went on and discussed about the impacts that it might have on the United States wheat industry.
Being our top export market, we're figuring that about 70% of the annual volume we move that is shipped directly by rail to Mexico destinations with our U.S. wheat crop moves through these two passes. So at risk, we have more than two-thirds of the annual U.S. wheat exports, representing around 73.5 million bushels. And that really has a great impact on us here in the southern plains of the United States.
Once again, that's Oklahoma Wheat Commission's Mike Schulte and his comments on the rail shutdown between the United States and Mexico and how it's affecting agricultural shipments. I'm Sam Speck with your Mid-America Ag Network News.
12 days of Christmas is here, and nobody does it better than Rusty at Ford. Now through Christmas, get up to 12% off MSRP of any new Ford, and up to 12 weeks of no payments with your new vehicle purchase. Plus, pick from hundreds of our pre-owned vehicles and pay just $12 down. $12 down! All of this, and we're not done. Choose an ornament from our tree and find an exciting gift inside with every vehicle purchased. Hurry, Christmas only comes once a year, and so do these deals only at Rusty Eck Ford.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees, $12 down with approved credit up to 12% off MSRP, STK number 23T512, MSRP 61,230, sale price 53,882 after rebates with Ford credit financing. Interest accrues from date of purchase. Offers cannot be combined, subject to prior sale, expires 12/20.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Changes in how you farm raises eyebrows in the community. You don't have to choose between what's good for the farm and your social status on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Traditional farmers know about things like cover crops, no-till, and other beneficial environmental practices. Getting them to do it involves much more than making physical changes. It can take the willingness to be different from their peers. Kent Solberg is a farmer and a livestock and grazing specialist with the Sustainable Farming Association of Minnesota. He says there is a major shift happening from chemical-based practices to bio-based. But the traditional producer wants to maintain his perceived social status in the community.
Most of the farmers I work with, they consider the successful farmer to have four green painted tractors, brand new, sitting in the yard, four Peterbilt semis, and four Lexicon harvesters, and the big brick house. Now, they may be leveraged and make far less money at the end of the year, but that status is far more important.
He says groups of producers working together to transition to regenerative agriculture can help the individual farmer not feel like his social standing is at stake.
And you get that group of producers at a field day, at a workshop, at a conference. It draws their neighbors. They're curious. Low commodity prices and watching people selling out is driving producers to think, what else can I do? because what I'm doing is not cash flowing. But when they can see other people in their area doing this, now all of a sudden they don't have to feel like the oddball.
I'm Jody Henke. Read more about farming practices and social influence at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Good Friday, I'm Sam Speck with your latest look at agricultural news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, let's take a look through the follow-up file, as of course we reported on the rail shutdown earlier, but the federal government recently shut down some access between the United States and Mexico due to overwhelming immigration numbers. Mike Schulte, executive director of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, says the move has affected agricultural trade between the two countries.
We do have two rail crossings that have now closed across the borders that are beneficial to the Southern Plains and the United States overall for agricultural purposes, and that is the Eagle Pass crossing and then the crossing down at El Paso in Texas. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol protection officers, we are being told, are being rerouted to other places to help solve some of the migratory issues that we are seeing across the U.S. border overall.
The rail shutdown is certainly making it difficult to move U.S. commodities to the south, as Schulte talks about the financial impact.
On average, nearly two-thirds of the U.S. agricultural exports go to Mexico via rail, and so it is our second largest export market overall for agriculture, and it is our top export market for the U.S. wheat industry. So we're talking about $28.5 billion in sales this year alone that have gone into Mexico on our exports through this region.
Schulte, being a part of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, went on and discussed about the impacts that it might have on the United States wheat industry.
Being our top export market, we're figuring that about 70% of the annual volume we move that is shipped directly by rail to Mexico destinations with our U.S. wheat crop moves through these two passes. So at risk, we have more than two-thirds of the annual U.S. wheat exports representing around 73.5 million bushels, and that really has a great impact on us here in the Southern Plains of the United States.
Once again, that's Oklahoma Wheat Commission's Mike Schulte and his comments on the rail shutdown between the United States and Mexico and how it's affecting agricultural shipments. I'm Sam Speck with your Mid-America Ag Network News.
12 days of Christmas is here, and nobody does it better than Rusty at Ford. Now through Christmas, get up to 12% off MSRP of any new Ford, and up to 12 weeks of no payments with your new vehicle purchase. Plus, pick from hundreds of our pre-owned vehicles and pay just $12 down. $12 down! All of this, and we're not done. Choose an ornament from our tree and find an exciting gift inside with every vehicle purchased. Hurry, Christmas only comes once a year, and so do these deals only at Rusty Eck Ford.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees, $12 down with approved credit up to 12% off MSRP. STK number 23T512, MSRP 61,230. Sale price 53,882 after rebates with Ford credit financing. Interest accrues from date of purchase. Offers cannot be combined, subject to prior sale. Expires 12/20.
From stylish accessories to popular toys to candles, Valley Vet Supply has gifts for everyone on your Christmas list. Things you may not have thought of. Stop by anytime at Valley Vet Supply. They're open 7 days a week. They offer outerwear as well, including boots, coats, and more. Valley Vet Supply, East Highway 36, Marysville, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 7, Saturday, 8 to 6, Sunday, 12:30 till 5.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. K-State continues to spend time researching topics important to Kansas and agriculture producers. Director of Research for K-State Research and Extension, Jane Hsu, discusses a little bit of work that has been done at Kansas State University. She talks about the value of collaboration in research for the university and Kansans.
on the ground, collaboration across the university, I think, is at an all-time high, and it's only going to get better, both from the president's office, and he sees the value of research, and particularly, I think, a guy that comes from a research background and an agriculture background, he sees what that can do not only for the university, but also for the people that we serve all across the state. And this is an agricultural state, and we are serving all the people of the state, so that collaboration across agriculture, across vet medicine, across biology, across, you know, our social sciences, our business folks, all the way across the university, and really looking at how what we do at K-State impacts people's lives.
Shu explains one of the institutes that was established at K-State to support a necessity.
The new water institute that's, you know, for the whole state of Kansas, that's bringing in, you know, folks in at KU and folks in the state, folks in the Department of Water, you know, across the entire state to work on using the resources that we have, the people, the networks that we have to look at water in all the different ways that we're going to need to. Because it's not going to be one silver bullet that's going to fix the needs that we have. You know, it's all the way from people that are looking at how do we put just the right amount of water, where we want it, when we want it, how do we get water that we don't want, you know, out of our fields? How do we make sure that the quality of water that we have in our municipal cities is good, high quality to drinking water as well?
There's research that she is especially interested in for 2024.
I think other kind of areas that I'm really excited about is value-added agriculture, and particularly in food. And whether we're talking about human food, plant and animal, so dairy is coming online, and that's a great and growing area. The opportunity for K-State with some of their new facilities to really be responsive to folks in animal agriculture, folks in plant agriculture as well, in some of those facilities being at a level that the students that are coming through and that we're training are going to be really useful as they get out into industry as well.
That was Director of Research for K-State Research and Extension, Jane Shu, on work that has or will be taking place at the university to benefit agriculture and its people. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY. Crescent Country Library so big, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.